This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A real estate data and information company, Atom Data, it's called, said today that pandemic or no, foreclosure filings for the first 6 months of this year are down 61% from the same time a year ago, down 78% from 2 years ago, which, good. But the percentage of homeowners 90 days or more behind on their mortgages is more than double what it was early last year. So Marketplace's Amanda Peacher reads the real estate tea leaves for us.
Those unpaid mortgages are called seriously delinquent, and at the last count, nearly 5% of all home mortgages in the U.S. were in that category.
It's elevated for sure.
Susan Wachter studies real estate at the University of Pennsylvania. She says that's not all that unexpected, given the pandemic.
For those who are unemployed, this is a serious problem. Without a job, it's very difficult to pay off that mortgage.
But homeowners who can't pay are not having to foreclose, thanks to the grace period of the moratorium. And there's another reason that this economic moment is different from the Great Recession, says Guy Sakala of Inside Mortgage Finance.
Virtually all the loans outstanding now and the ones we're talking about facing distress or problems are good mortgages.
They're not subprime loans or poorly underwritten, Sakala says.
These aren't borrowers who were given mortgages that they couldn't afford. They weren't putting in houses they couldn't afford.
Back then, home prices tanked and banks needed to offload mortgages quickly. But this housing market is different. Home prices are up, says Gary Painter at the University of Southern California, and people still want to buy. So he says it doesn't make sense for banks to walk away.
They're much better off now thinking about options that keep people paying if they have the ability to pay going forward.
Options like letting homeowners extend their mortgage. For example, you miss 9 months of payments, the bank tacks on an extra 9 months at the back end. Painter still expects some foreclosures.
But I don't think you're going to see a wave of foreclosures like we saw in the Great Recession.
And that's good for homeowners and banks. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.